So I'm 57 years old, and I wore this dress tonight because I'm 57 years old and I deserve it. And yeah. I'm shiny. I even have on glittery eyebrows. It's awesome. I'm just so excited about this. So the thing is, I think I have it going on for 57. You know, men are still looking at me. They're all over 75, but they're taking a good look, so. Menopause was tough. Oh my God, I've been taking hormones for 12 years. You know why I've been taking hormones for 12 years? For the safety of others. That's why I'm taking hormones. They don't want me to go off those things. I knew I was going through menopause when I had my nails done one day. And so I picked the mood nail polish. I thought that was really cool because it changes colors with your mood. I grew up when mood rings were awesome. You know, yay, I wanted that done. So I got it done. 3 hours later, I'm walking with my sister and she goes, oh, look at your hands. Let's see what color. I looked at my fingers. Every finger on, it was a different color. Every single one was a different color. Oh my gosh. I don't even know how I feel. What's happening to me? I didn't have biofeedback back then. I didn't know what to do. You know, it's like this, it was horrible. Hot flashes, the worst thing ever. Hot flashes. I wish hot flashes burned calories. When a woman's standing there sweating, it's like, oh, God love her. They don't. They don't burn calories. If they did, I'd be much more Cover Girl than Dove Girl. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I burn as many calories in a day as a 16-year-old boy does sneezing. That's how bad it is at this age. It's like, achoo! I'm like, oh, shut up. Why are you looking at me like that? Because I'm having water for lunch. Yep. You know, the thing about hot flashes too, is that I started menopause and the hot flashes were really bad. And I was thinking at that point, that's the reason why women don't have babies after menopause, because the eggs that we did have left were pretty much hard boiled at the first hot flash. Over. Done. So I wrote a song about it and we're gonna sing it together because y'all are a fun group tonight. It's called Estrogen and it's sung to the tune of Yesterday by Paul McCartney. You'll know your part, right, guys? You know that song. Everybody knows this song. So you'll know your part. You gonna do this with me? Yes? Yeah! You're a fun crowd. That's why. We're gonna go out after this. Yeah! Okay, here we go. Estrogen. My ovaries make it only now and then. Look, I'm getting grandma's bearded double chin. Oh, I believe. Estrogen, yeah, all right. Suddenly, I am twice the girl I used to be. I don't want a hysterectomy or hormone replacement therapy. Why do I sweat in my sleep, have weird dreams? I couldn't say. I say lots of things wrong. Now I long for estrogen. Estrogen, yeah. My ovaries make it only now and then. And I am getting a hot flash again. Big emotional ending. Oh, I believe in estrogen. That was good. This guy in the front, like, I don't want to sing this song about your ovaries. It's making me uncomfortable. You have a mother, now you know what she's going through. Sing her that song and put her to bed. Oh, I believe in estrogen.